There was a first time, ages and ages ago, when someone struck two stones together and a spark flew out. I can't imagine the wonder of that moment and what went on in that person's mind. Then somewhere on this earth, at some point in history, someone discovered that if you patiently rub two dry sticks together long enough and then add a little human breath, a spark will grow into a fire. And with that, an extraordinary potential was born. This is the night of the great fire maker. And we tried to gather around a fire and a great column of wax to remind one another that Christ is the living spark that springs from dead wood and stone tomb. Here, we're becoming fire takers because we want Christ's life to warm us. And with this light, we will pass that fire and that faith to those living in dark. In a dark world trapped in tombs of despair and loneliness and fear and doubt. Above us this week, there's been a full moon that faithfully reflects the light of the sun, which right now we cannot see, but we know it's there, because the moon is bright with the sun's light. All around us is Christ the light, whom we do not see, but we know is with us because of the light on our faces, smiling with joy. While this night is complex and rich with more symbols than we might even be able to grasp in one evening, there's no missing the simplicity of the fire, new light, full moon, and new people. This column of wax and light leads us forward into this year of 2017, which we have carved into the face of this candle. This must be the year when we are made new, recreated, refreshed, and in a sense restored to the garden, the paradise, the kingdom for which we've been created. We've reminded ourselves of that place tonight with the readings from Genesis. And we've remembered how it was lost, how it was freely given. We've told the story of our escape from slavery and promises made by great prophets. Great Father Abraham spoke for all of us when he said, "Here I am," ready to trust in the promise maker himself. Because God has a way of keeping God's promises. We've just told the story of an earthquake that shook open a tomb which silly unbelievers thought could contain the Son of God. Imagine their silliness or their pride. Nothing can keep the light of Christ in darkness. Nothing can keep the Word of God silent. Nothing can keep the life and the love of God away from the people God's called his own. Like Moses and like Abraham, like the prophets of old Israel, and like those women at the tomb, we must stand before the God who's calling. God called Adam and Eve, and they hid. Then God called Abraham. And he said with confidence, "Here I am." Now, brothers and sisters, we stand with the light and with the word. And we need to say with great confidence, "Here I am." When we do, an extraordinary potential is upon us again. Just like that moment when a spark jumped from two rocks or from two sticks, and a breath blew upon it, and there was fire.